Hi, everybody. Welcome to our After Dark radio show. And what we're going to talk about is handling obstruction in life. And 2021 is trusting your process. And trusting our process means that we have to get to a point that we understand everything has its own way. And we talk about personal growth. And 2021 is supposed to be a year of personal development, personal growth, and the ability to overcome anything that upheavals our life or, you know, levels and depths of where there are obstructions to our growth are levels of being able to overcome obstacles or people who are obstacles in our life. So I wanted to make sure that we had our radio show to talk about all these different things because it's not easy for anybody to sit there and deal with that. So when we talk about levels and layers to being able to overcome obstruction or people who obstruct our lives, we have to learn how to maneuver and learn how to deal. And part of learning how to deal and the art of the deal is being able to understand that there are a lot of people who are what we call dream killers, dream obstructors, or people who do not want to see us fly. So last night I had somebody talking to me about language, and I told someone, why don't you get the message instead of worrying about language? And these are people who are obstructive, overly critical people who don't even have their own life together, but they're out here trying to claim that they're helping other people. Here's the thing. I would rather an authentic person who presents as they are, comes as they are, than a person who's perfect, proactive Patty or Patrick, and they're not presenting to be a real person, but an overly critical, what I call a peanut gallery of people who are just negative. There's nothing you could ever do right for them. Those are people I call obstructors or personal growth upheaval type of people who create obstruction in your life. So part of this live was for us to be talking about overcoming obstruction. And part of that is people who kill your creativity, or when you have experiences in personal growth and development and you're wanting to go and figure out how to jump that hurdle, or how to go past a person who is constantly creating a negative environment or mindset in you. So when we think about our mental health and protecting your mental health in an upheaval in your life or obstructors in your life, part of that is being able to understand when you need to let people go or when people just need to be removed out of your life. So like I told you guys, I normally would say that some people are good for you and good for your soul. And then there are some people who are just poisonous for your soul. They're just not the type of people that you want to be around. And you want to be around people who are generally going to make you feel good about yourself and about others. So part of this is that we learn how to deal with those type of people. And then on top of that, learning how to aid ourselves in the mindset of overcoming obstruction. And part of that is preserving your mental health. Asking yourself, have you thought of, are you doing okay? Are you mentally okay? Have you faced several challenges in 2020 that made you feel some type of way? And, you know, are you facing challenges that you're going to have to overcome and try to come out on top? So part of this is being able to come out on top means that you have to have that mindset and that warrior mindset and that getting out of being a victim and victimhood. And part of that is people think, oh, why do you want to be a victim and things like that? Well, I'm not trying to be a victim. Never have. Nobody wants to be a victim of themselves or others. And part of this is that I want you guys to understand how I think and how I want you guys to be motivated in overcoming obstructions and mental levels of, I don't think I can do this, or I don't think I can let people go out of my life. And part of that is being able to say to yourself, who is building me? Who is breaking me? Okay. So when we think about this, when this happened and it was a sudden upheaval in your life and you're starting to look at people and you're just like, okay, who do I need to let go of my life from 2020? Part of this in this new year is personal growth and development, right? That means learning how to let go. And part of that is learning how to let go of people you're used to and habits that you're used to, or people who you're used to being the way you were around. So when we think about this, reacting to a situation that sapped your energy, you have to ask yourself, have you been drained of resources? Have you been drained of energy? Do you have soul vampires who are around you? Ask yourself these questions because these are part of self-reflection. And while we're doing that, I want you guys to think about self-reflection while I'm opening up the phone lines and things like that. I normally don't do my coaching this late and things, but I want to make sure that we're getting everything done. And for all of you who are here, my late night owls, if you want to be able to get in and talk to us and things like that, I want to make sure that I'm doing everything possible to make sure that we're able to talk to each other and things like that. Just a moment. And I want you guys to think through this when we're talking about a level and layer of finding a person that develops you. So when we're talking about levels and layers of this, and the phone lines are going to be open at 515-602-9765. Make sure you give me a call in. Definitely do that and tell me about people who have obstructed your life. You can do that in just a few minutes. I'm making sure I got everything open and everything else on time so that when you guys get in, we'll be able to talk and have a relate session and things like that. And this is part of overcoming obstruction and things like that. And when I tell you about obstruction, part of that is also technology. Technology can be your worst enemy, and technology can be pitiful, pathetic, and sometimes disorderly. So when we talk about layers and levels of obstruction, you have to learn how to still continue to overcome and things like that. And part of presentation is, if I go through technical difficulties, that's fine. So when we talk about technical difficulties, that's an obstruction, right? So when I tell you it's five times that this has gone on, and this is the level layer of ridiculousness, but guess what? I laugh at obstruction. That's technology. And that's one of those things where you have to switch companies, especially if it's piss poor and pathetic. And so when we talk about obstruction, that's the same thing with people. And when you think about a bad marriage or a bad, nasty, out of order, trifling Canadian, miserable sociopath or a pathological abuser or UK sociopath. Those are the same exact things of obstruction. So give me just one moment, y'all. We'll finish up in just one moment. Because the best way you can handle obstruction is getting rid of the problem. And if the problem is the actual platform or a miserable sociopath, then that's what you have to do. And it's also the same thing with a divorce. You file for divorce when you have somebody who's like that, who's obstructive in your life. So the phone lines are open. So, as I was starting to tell you guys, when we talk about obstruction, when we talk about service, then we talk about layers and levels of how to have a person who is going to be willing to support you in your career. When we talk about layers of technology and snafus or gaps or little things like that, like you saw just now, when you're talking about technology is fallible, right? Just like people, and fickle, nasty people are the types that will stress you getting things done. So when we talk about layers and levels of obstruction, we're also talking about upheavals or things that cause you to be thrown off or off focus. Those are the same things with manipulative narcissistic sociopaths. And I want you guys to understand this in the sense of there are some people who are dream killers. There are some people who are not meant for you in your life. And I've got two people that are not meant for me in my life, Canadian miserable sociopath and a pathological abuser and a nasty pathological abuser that's over in the UK. And they're wealthy, well-connected, narcissistic sociopaths, and I don't like them. They're obstructors. They're dream killers. They're the type of people who don't want people outing them for what they are like, but they do a lot of manipulative things. So when we talk about this, we talk about feminine levels of incels, and then we've got male incels. And I've dealt with those types. So when we're talking about obstructors and your mental health, you've got to make sure that your mental health is balanced out. You've got to make sure that it's intact and you don't have people who are steady trying to erode it. So when we talk about layers and levels and depths of during a sudden upheaval, just like technology gaps or setups for failure or things like that, those are things where you remove those people from that situation or that platform, or you remove those type of things that are causing obstacles. So just like presentation, when you think about emotional battery and when you think about technology abuse and we talk about all these different things, those are obstructions. So I want to give you examples of that because you just watched me go through it and why. So when we talk about levels and things through a tough scenario and dealing with miserable people who are wealthy, well-connected, they're the type of people that will set you up for failure. I've met them. I don't like them, and I've outed them, and now they're mad. But the main thing about it is how I feel about myself mentally and how I feel about myself in my presentation is all that matters. So when I think about my focus is on presentation to you all. So when we talk about all these different things and we talk about our mental health during upheaval, and we talk about levels of fem cells and men in cells, people who hate people who are actually excelling or doing better than them in presentation or their business models, you have people who are your competition. We got those same type of people who live in everyday competition and you're not in competition with them. So what I'm dealing with in my life is I literally got people who don't like me because I was able to prove that I can overcome your nastiness, your sadistic pathological antics and buffoonery. So when we talk about this, we're talking about like any type of IT specialist or anybody wealthy, well-connected that doesn't like a person who's a positive personality, who has a way of going over obstacles. So when we talk about upheaval, that's what I mean, upheaval, or people who create manufactured upheaval, including technology gaps. So when we think about being unsettled, getting in the moment, we need to talk about each part and what you're caught in chaos. So when we're in chaos, or we have people who have created manufactured chaos, we have to remove those type of people because they affect our mental health. When we think about this, let's look at some ways to accomplish this. We think about being unsettled. We have to think about getting caught up in chaos. It's normal, right? But when it's manufactured chaos and it's constant, you can never get to a point that you can outgrow it because there's a level and layer of you have to remove what's obstructing your levels of growth. For me, I'm removing the UK guy. I'm also removing the Canadian guy. When it comes down to it, I'm removing the IT jerk. By the time it's all said and done, I'll be removing a lot of people, including the woman that's involved. So when we talk about levels and layers of being able to do what we got to do and being born to do what we're bred to do, there is a level and layer of understanding who's obstructing our growth, who's obstructing our ability to be flawless. And then we look at the levels and layers of horribly wrong people who are paired in my life who don't belong there. That's the UK guy and then the Canadian guy. They're just miserable people, narcissistic sociopaths. They have nothing else better to do. And they don't like me because I've already said what I had to say about them. And when we talk about obstruction and we talk about people who create obstruction, those type of things have to be removed no matter what. So when we think about this, being caught in that chaos, you have to break it down. Give myself a break. Give anybody else a break. And then at the same token, sometimes you have to break people away from you if they're not giving you any type of growth, mentally, emotionally, or any way, shape, or form, pushing you forward. If someone's actions and behaviors are pulling you back, if someone is toxic or poisons your levels of growth, then remove them. That's why I'm doing it this year, because in my mind's eye, what I'm trying to do is something greater than them. And what I'm trying to do, I don't need their help. I don't need their setups for failure. I don't need the gaps. I don't need the misery. So when we're talking about layers to protect your mental health, some of that is sometimes removing people out of your life who are mentally unhealthy. So when we talk about all these things, that's part of where you have to look at things went horribly wrong. But guess what? Take it, turn around, overcome it, jump that hurdle, and keep going. You see what I'm doing? I did it with my life, and I want to make sure that you guys see these things in person live so that you understand sometimes you can't do anything but keep going and keep marching on. So when we think about getting in the moment, and we think about how do you get into it? How do you get in the moment? What's going on right now? What's going on with our lives? What's going on with everything that we're doing? So in 2021, and we're talking about trusting the process means also trusting your intuition. If something says something's wrong with this person and something gives you a red flag or it makes your hair crawl at the thought of them, then it's them. It's not you. You have to learn how to trust the process for this reason. Because when we speak of doing things, or people are doing things in front of you, or playing in your face, or doing things that you know absolutely aggravate you, or crosshairs with levels and layers of Machiavellian narcissism, or levels of pathological incel behavior, or levels of what I call domestic or emotional terrorism, we have people who are energy vampires. And walk with me here. Energy vampires are people who suck the life out of you with their antics and buffoonery. So when we were talking about that, I was talking about the UK guy and I was talking about the Canadian guy. And then I have this IT person that's down here. And, you know, between him, his father, and the rest of these people, they're just people who are soul-draining, blood-sucking people I don't like. Their energy just throws me off and it makes my hair crawl. It makes my skin crawl. So when we think about this, we have to learn the long-term ramifications of keeping people like that around you. They poison your mental health, they poison your positivity, and they poison your focus. So you have to shift focus from that to where you're trying to go and where you're trying to be. And sometimes not everything's all good. All money's not good money. All people who are wealthy are not good. That doesn't mean that there aren't nice, good, wealthy people out in this world. But my thing is, what cost is it going to come to have that connection? If it's going to cost you your mental health, your happiness, or your sense of peace and your sense of calm, then leave it alone. Because I will tell you, if you don't slow down, you have to learn how to avoid what they call foreseeable stop signs, or what they call red flags. So when we think about our anxiety loop, and we go from a level of, we loop around, around, around in anxiety and upset and mental health breakdown, what we have to do is build ourselves up mentally so that we can go put ourselves into a loop of positivity, mentally overcoming and overcoming obstructions. As you can see, when I had my beginning of this show, there was an obstruction with technology. And I'm also dealing with levels of incels and playing with computers. The UK guy was playing about computer crashes and thought that was funny. I didn't. And that's why I also despise him, because he plays a lot of games and likes to play head games. He likes to use word salad. The Canadian miserable person is just sneaky. He likes to play six psychotic games and thinks it's funny. I don't. So that's why I'm completely turned off of him. Because anybody that's like that is somebody that doesn't want to see you fly. They want to see you fail, or they really want to pay you back because you insulted their ego. And when we talk about ego, there is a level of having narcissism to the point there's healthy narcissism and there's unhealthy narcissism. When narcs suffer from narcissistic injury, when you tell them the truth, they feel injured instead of growing. For me, I feel like there's a level and layer of, you can tell me something about myself and I'll work with it. Sure. You know, there's certain things that we all have to work on. So that's the same thing about obstruction. You have to figure out whether somebody's giving you good advice or somebody's giving you advice because they want to see you fall. So part of this is also making sure you don't get into a worry anxiety loop and then go and remember to slow your mind down. Speaking on what's in front of you and feeling like it's very overwhelming, you have to look at what you're speaking life into. Are you speaking life into overcoming your hurdles, or are you going to speak life into keeping those hurdles there? That's why I meant you've got to make your list of different things of people that you're going to remove. If you're not growing me, building me, or if you're not building my brand, then you're not useful to me. So when we think about this, everybody gets used in life, okay? We all do. But there's a level of what we call usury. When you're using someone to the extent that you're building off of that person while you're setting them up for a downfall, you're not that type of person that needs to be in that person's life. So those are the things that I cited in my life with certain people. So I had to go to a point of contention and say, you know what? I'm not going to participate. I'm not going to go to the table with the ignorance and the incel buffoonery. So when we think about female incels, which is what we call femcels, and then we're talking about male incels, and those are men who have a level of complete hatred for women, or women that have the masculine, or what I call testicular fortitude, although they don't have any testicles. I'm a cisgendered female. So when we think about this, a lot of men do not like powerful women or women that are saying, shh, I'm speaking, or let me have the floor, sir. It doesn't mean that I can't lead, you follow. It just means that there's times where I'm going to be able to lead and I don't need you to coddle me. So when we're talking about those type of men, incels that don't like women, they don't like women that will be able to speak up for themselves or say, hold up, buddy, your behavior absolutely poisons my mental health. You're absolutely poisonous to my happiness. You do not build me mentally. In fact, I find you more of an insidious, nasty layer of what I don't want around me, mentally, emotionally, or anywhere in my business or business models.
So when we think about this, we also think about intimacy. And when we think about intimate partners and we think about mindfulness and meditation and we think about layers of that anxiety loop, we have to get mindful of what's happening in our life. And we think about what's in front of us first, and we think about the short burst and the short synapses that fire, and we start to begin to look at what we need to do to spring to hit. So just like your synapses, the neurons in your head that are going and everything else, those synapses are firing at every millisecond. So at that point in time, you need to be doing the same thing when you're getting rid of people out of your life. Okay, you get out of my life. You get out of my life. You get out of my life. Because at that point, it's not like over. When we go and think about all those different things, you have to be zealous, zany, and ready to put people out of your life if they're not building you and they're creating obstacles. So next is where you have to go into the method of accepting your emotions. Here's what I want you to understand. Accepting your emotions and accepting yourself wholly, fully is the way for you to holistically be able to move forward mentally and be okay with your decision and not backtrack on it. Because a lot of people do what I call backtracking and backpedaling. And when you backpedal and pussy pop and sit there and say to yourself, oh, I'm going to put you out of my life, and then they come back, it's like, okay, how many times are you going to do this? At this point in time, in 2021, most of us have had a full decade prior of observing all people in our life. We've all had time to trust the process and trust what we see in other people. So at this point, we have to accept our emotions about each and every party that plays a part and a role in our life. So when we think about this, think for 5 minutes, and we'll time it. Think for 5 minutes while I'm talking of everything in front of you. Breathe, collect yourself, and begin to do it again and regain your moratorium and your momentum. It's the same thing with going forward with positioning yourself to remove people. It's the same thing with positioning yourself to insert people into your life who are meant to grow you, not break you. So when we talk about psychological contract that we have with people, sometimes we tend to give people more credit than what's due. So in our mindset, you have to think, did I give anybody a psychological contract that they're not deserving of? Did I trust in someone that I believe better of them than what they've shown me? And you have to ask yourself in that mindset, have you tried everything specific need to be done in your grieving process of your psychological contract, including being angry, including sorting out your animosity, including sorting out your mental feelings of your psychological contract that you've had with people for the last decade? And in within the last 2 to 3 years, most of you, if not all of you, including me, should have came to a point in decision and said, I'm going to do this for my mental health and for a level and layer of a depth of perception and understanding of where I'm heading. So when we think about this and we're thinking about where we're going with all of that and where we need to be at mentally, emotionally, then you have to ask yourself, where is this going to head? Where are you heading in my life? What do you bring to my life? If you're not bringing me anything but emotional criticism, mental criticism, verbal criticism, emotional torment or detriment to my growth, then you're obstructing my levels and layers. It's just like obstruction of justice. It's just like a person who is needing to get justice and can't get it. If you're obstructing the way of a person getting that, then what happens? You become a person who becomes mentally unhealthy. You become traumatized. You become a victim instead of a victor. So when we think about being victorious, we think about our grieving and our being angry, but turn that anger into energy. Look what I did. I'm able to take that level and layer of uncomfortability in the beginning of the show and being able to turn it into a good show. But part of that is being able to, don't worry about doing it alone. Don't worry about the gaffes. Don't worry about the mistakes. All of this is practice to make perfect. So when we think about this, we think about accepting our emotions, essentially exactly how we feel, and stand up in it. So if somebody says, did you say this? Yeah. Did you feel this? Yeah. Do you have a problem with it? Because you had no problem making me feel the way you did. So when we think about all these different things in your obstruction and your mental health, part of that is being able to understand these steps. So give yourself time. Not everything is going to go according to plan. It's not. Nothing is going to go to a specific timeline or perfectly, okay? It's all in what you make of it. And then on top of that, when you think about all the layers, as long as you stay the course, and as long as you're consistent, and as long as you continue to keep moving, then guess what? You have a layer and level of a personal growth and development that you can reach. So it's each one, reach one, teach one. And part of that I Am Abundance mindset is each one, reach one, teach one, and begin to illuminate yourself each step that you go and take to make it there. And part of that is being able to roll with the punches. Roll with the times where things are just not perfect. Because sometimes that be the best thing that can ever happen to you, because you learn how to go jump hurdles and obstacles, and you begin to sit there and say, light bulb came on. Okay, let's go. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. So when you think about all those different things, you need to be able to get to the transition point of sometimes we all need a little help sometimes. I've always said, the person that knows everything knows nothing. Absolutely nothing at all. But the person who says, I don't know it all, and I'm willing to learn, is the best person you can go to for guidance, and also a person for acceptance and a judgment-free zone. So part of this is also give yourself time and don't overjudge yourself. We are our own worst critic. We are our own worst critic. Hear me again. We are our own worst critic. We get the critter brain, and then we start thinking, oh, what it means to lose something, what it means to lose a person. But what are you gaining with that person in your life? What are you gaining by those people in your life? Because if you're dealing with a level of getting yourself back on track, part of that is giving yourself the time, giving yourself the news. The good news is you're changing. Think about what I just said. The good news is you're changing. You're changing your social circle. You're changing the people that you're around. You're changing your tribe. And then you're changing your organizational affiliation. And then when you think about organizational affiliation, I mean by just in general out in this world, organizational wise, in your culture, your cultera, your culture. Everything has a cult in it. So when we think about levels of organization, whether it's your environment, if you got to change environment, great. If you're moving to a new place, great. If you're going and you're renting out your house, great. As long as you're seeing a level of growth. So you guys have allergies. Excuse me. But when we're talking about levels and layers of giving yourself time, protect your energy, protect your mental health, protect the layers of what you can't find to overcome, and protect yourself and learning how to overcome the things that you think you can. If you say, I can, I can, I can, you can. But if you say, I can, I am, I can, and I am going to do this, then you have put together a level of I am and I can instead of I can't. So part of that is finding something through that, and it's okay to reach out to someone. It's okay to reach out to people who are going to build you, not break you. And this is what I mean by breaking someone. If you think that it's a good idea to psychologically break someone and leave them broken and not fix them, then you're a broken person, because it takes a special breed of a broken individual to break someone else psychologically and leave them there in that step or that area and not build them up or whatnot. So when we talk about levels and layers of being able to build someone up, if you're going to kick them in the teeth, then guess what? You're going to need to give them some new teeth, correct? So why kick them in the teeth mentally and not give them a new mindset or cultivate or cultera or a level of culture or cultivate a level of mental, emotional building sessions that allow them to have the support, mental support, emotional support, social support. So when we think about these different things, that is what mental health is all about. So I invite all of you guys, anytime that anybody feels that it's not okay to see a psychiatrist, psychologist, LSW, MSW, don't. It's okay to go see a doctor. It's okay if you don't feel mentally all together. There are times in our lives where we lose it. I mean, completely lose our crap. And then we're just like, okay, what do you want me to do? Help. You know, help. So at that point, when you've reached that moment of help, SOS, DT, it's time for you to go and take that moment, that greater step, one small step, and go book an appointment. It's okay to go see a doctor, a therapist, psychiatrist, life coach, health coach, or anybody in specialties like mine. So when we think about life coaching, wellness coaching, and divorce coaching, and marriage coaching, or relationship coaching, we think about things that are all obstructive in our life. And sometimes our life is obstructive. Sometimes our mental wellness, our mental health might be a little unhealthy. And it's okay to say, right now, there are unhealthy people in my life that have to be removed, but I may need help to do that. So part of that is seeing a life coach. Sometimes it is seeing a mentor. It is seeing an elder. It is an ascended master, somebody who has mastery in life prior to you becoming a master of your life. So when I say that the best student in the world is one that asks questions and the other is one that's willingness to learn, because every master was a student of life and has a PhD in life and graduated from where you're trying to get at. So when we think about this, that's mental health in a nutshell. So let's go into the next section. And I want you guys to understand the steps to dealing with upheaval in your life. Obstruction and upheaval in our lives tend to literally cause us a layer of disruption to where we mentally fall apart. We've mentally become a level of many forms of upheaval, where it's mental health, emotional health, maybe financial, economic, it may be some level layer of upheaval in our life. We don't know how to handle it. So when we think about this, there's some crisis that might be small, a fender bender, or, you know, in a parking lot or causing damage to a car, and you just are like, oh my God, you know, what am I going to do? Others face more significant challenges like illness or some level or layer of loss of job. You can lose a job overnight. You can be a manager one day and be fired the next day. So when we think about all these different things, and when you think about leadership and management and organization, or we talk about community levels of leadership, we think about stewardship, public service, and we think about all of us as global citizens, what are we? We're part of that cultera, that culture, that cultivating a mindset to overcome obstruction. So when we think about all these different things, regardless of the cause, dealing with upheaval is much of a process, just as it is as going into the situation or obstruction or meeting people who are obstructive to our mental health, emotional health, and our standing of where we're trying to go. And if they are a vehicle of chaos, disorder, or a level of mental unrest, then remove them. It's nothing wrong with saying, you know what? Your personality is poisonous to my mental health. Your actions are poisonous to my growth. Your presence in my life is poisonous to my development. You hear what I said? It is okay to say to someone or several people, you're not healthy mentally. You are toxic. You do not build me. You do not grow me. Therefore, I don't want you in my life. Because if you're there for me to have a downfall or manufacture a downfall, I'd like you to exit. So when we think about that, you see how professional I said that? I'm telling you, one, if you're toxic, you're not growing me, and you're not mentally healthy for me. That means I'm preserving at all costs my well-being. So when we think about the regardless of the cause of dealing with upheaval, it's much the same as whether a midlife change or a level and layer of 2021. Everybody gets on this whole new year kick. Well, it's just the new year. I'm going to be a new person, and I'm getting rid of this, that, and the other. And you hear them all over about 6 months, and there's just the same people in their life. This year, I challenge everybody to make a strategic plan to start being able to be around people who either grow you, teach you, or reach you in some way, or mentally, or emotionally, or economically, or financially build you up instead of breaking you down. Hear what I just said. Mentally, emotionally, financially, or strategically find a way to reach you, and then on top of that, build you. So with that being said, you need to be able to look at the layers and depths of something smaller to something bigger. So taking the small step of assessment, we're on day 3 almost of the new year, correct? So when we're thinking about this in the twilight and we're thinking about this after dark session, coaching session, we're talking about levels of assessment, calming ourselves, and going along to get along. Part of that is regardless of the life-changing upheaval event, we have to practice what we preach. And sometimes there's suffering in a small sacrifice of trying to get where you're trying to go. Some of that sacrifice is getting rid of people, poisonous people out of your life. Part of that small sacrifice is also realizing that if you're sacrificing yourself for somebody else's health and happiness and or whatever you're doing to build them up, and they're doing nothing but breaking you along the way, while you're steady building their platform, building them, then focus on yourself. Focus on your health, your mental health, your emotional health, your financial health, your economic health, and most of all, your layers and depths of who you are and who I am. So when we think about this, I am somebody. I am a great teacher. I am a great instructor. I am a great coach. I inspire. I am here to inspire you. So part of this is knowing your purpose. Part of that is also, believe it or not, turmoil can be managed in 5 easy steps. Believe it or not, it can. And let me explain these steps yet again for you guys to understand. And the reason why I like to go through this in parts is that with strategic management, as I was going to school, I learned one thing, SWOT analysis your life. Learn how to SWOT analysis your life, your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, and your threats. When you think about this, and the T can also be switched out for a timely manner of figuring out your threats and removing them in due time. So when we think about these assessments and we take notes of the detailed problem or the problem set of a collective. So when we talk about catastrophe, you have to have a clear idea of what's going on. Have you all done a mental assessment, emotional assessment, financial, economic, environmental assessment? In the last 6 months prior to the new year, I had really done an assessment of everybody that was in my life, and I did an evaluation, which is called a 360 peer evaluation, okay, in normal human resources or business management. When I think about all the notes I took mentally about each person that was in my life, I was like, does he grow me? Does she grow me? Does this person grow me? Do these people actually benefit my life? If not, kick rocks. Because there's a layer of, I need to be able to balance out where I'm going, where I'm heading. And if you're not helping me build myself up or build my layer of support system or a layer of each one, reach one, teach one, I am abundance mindset, then you're not my part. You're not my people. You're not my tribe. So when we think about those different things, we think about layers and depths of that. And you follow on Twitter. Thank you. So when we think about all these layers of being able to take note of the detailed problems, part of that is taking mental notes and professional notes, especially even if it's a job. And I want you guys to understand why jobs are important. Jobs are great for fellowship and organizational management, but jobs also teach you how to assess people as well. So when we think about this, we take that outside of a job and we talk about our personal life, intimate. So your intimate life sets the tone of what you take on the job sometimes. So when we think about this, you're taking note, you're taking a damage report, and you're taking an assessment report and a scope of the situation. It's not like Listerine scope. We're talking about like a scope, like a literal microscope on what's going on. It's not like who sent you. It's literally I'm taking a scope to see exactly where I'm headed in my life. Where do you fit in this narrative? So when we think about this term as a damage report, we all do those in business the same way. So when we think about our stop loss, we think about our stop gap, and we talk about our levels of profit loss. It's the same thing in your personal life. Your intimate life sets the tone of where you go with your work-life balance as well. So when we're talking about calming ourselves, what is the next step that's important is being calm, remaining calm even when there's upheaval, remaining calm when there's levels and layers of obstruction, when there is technology gaps, when there are manufacturing provokings, when there's gaslighting. Life is going to be full of people who are what I call agent provocateur. What I mean by that is someone, and it's a French term for an agent of provocation, okay? And when we think about agent provocateur, it could be your workmate, it could be your life mate, it could be your life partner, it could be your husband, it could be your wife, it could be your girlfriend, it could be anybody that's in your life or an acquaintance, professional or personal. So when you think about your acquaintances, are your acquaintances equating to a building pyramid, or are they a actual building block? So when we think about all these things and we arrive at a level of emotion, which could be levels of reaction of panic, worry, anxiety, or frustration and anger, reacting means giving those emotions power. Now, I will tell you, I am very, very much so working on the emotional part. That's part of the deficit. But there are people who expound on people having emotional deficits or things like that that may or may not be born with, or they may be acquired through trauma. So when we think about this a response that is reasoned out. And reasoned out response is one of the main things that I work on in technique. And we're going to talk about this a little later in the next session. Is being able to reason out your response, is it appropriate? Is it for the mitigating circumstances of what's going on? And also making sure that it's not a reactive syndrome response. Part of that is I heart everybody who's gone through reactive abuse syndrome. I've gone through it. When we think about those layers of that and dealing with our trauma narrative outside of that, and then we're talking about changing obstructions in our life, part of that is all of us are traumatized some way, shape, or form in our life. But there are things called extreme trauma. And then we're talking about layers of life. Life can do us in, and then we end up in a mental level of going to an appointment. We end up having to see a doctor, a psychiatrist, psychologist. Nothing wrong with that. I wanted to destigmatize the mental health part first so that we can unpack it to a level and layer of response and being able to reason out response and learning how to conduct ourselves in that manner without a extreme response. And the reason why I'm talking about this in the trauma narrative and being trauma informed is a lot of people are trauma ignorant. Yeah, I said it. Trauma ignorant. And some people love to expound on other people's trauma and make them look foolish. I've dealt with two people like that. That's why they're not allowed in my life anymore. Because once you start expounding on somebody's trauma, or you start expounding on their layers of faults that you find fault in them, instead of building them up and you're steady trying to break them down, then you're not the type of person I want you around at all. I don't. Because my thing is, anybody can have growth from their trauma. But if you're going to kick somebody while they're down, you best be darn well building them back up. And that's what I meant by mental health first, and then making sure we move to the narrative of dealing with upheaval and being able to collectively, calmly deal with it after we understood a level of mental health informed, trauma narrative informed, and being able to EFT, and that is emotionally focused therapy, ourselves, all of us as a collective who watch these lives, watch these presentations, being able to emotionally focus and train ourselves to be emotionally intelligent. Okay? So when we think about reaching our point and we figure out our initial reaction, we have to go to the next step, which is go along. I don't know how to explain this other than sometimes we have to go along with life to get along with life instead of going against the grain. Because the more we put more emotional into it, the more we have an outcome that goes worse than what it should be. Or our assessment and our narrative of it is worse, far worse than what it was. So we take a long view, okay? We take a long view. If you focus on the short-term goals, which is getting your emotional reaction together and your emotional response together, part of that is part of that narrative of starting to become emotionally intelligent to yourself. And then on top of that, how you also do others in your area, your tribe, whether it's work, whether it's intimate, whether it's a marriage or anything else. So when we think about all of this, we think about the ultimate goal means that stepping back and seeing what the setback is, how it fits into our growth pattern and the grand scheme of things. And what I mean by grand scheme, y'all, I'm so sorry. My allergies are cutting up. Excuse me. So when we think about reasoning out our response and we're thinking about what happens when we have these emotions under control, we do a lot better. So when we think about doing a lot better, part of that is being able to say, okay, you know what? My response this time might not have been great, but this time it will be right. Sure. So when we think about 2021, think of that in that same response. How are we going to respond to 2020 in 2021? Are we going to stay in that same narrative or are we going to grow? Are we going to emotionally focus on last year or are we going to focus on this year? Are we going to trust the process? Are we going to legitimately trust where 2021 is taking us? Are we going to look at 2020 and be like, oh, God. Here it is. Here we go again. Are we going to say, I am going to have a great 2021. I am going to make leaps and bounds in 2021. I am going to grow in 2021. So in that, you see, I am. So it means I'm making an action statement and one small step and one breakthrough after the next step that I make is going along to get along and understanding to not get caught up in the emotional response, but the logical response. What do I need to do next to move to that next stage? And then on the other hand, reminding yourself of the ultimate goal. And this goal this year, we should all be goal diggers, not gold diggers. Hear me again. Not a gold digger, but a goal bigger. So part of that is when you're stepping back and seeing the setbacks and you start to see what you can learn, it's not a disaster. It just means that you have to move from disaster, bounce back, and then begin to look at the scheme of things and then stop in place and just sit there and say, I'm going to go along, get along, till everything blows over. That's it. Simply understanding going along, getting along with life is half of how you process it. When we think about our communication and we think about levels and layers of this, this is another part in a layer of growth and development. Part of this is when you remember you shouldn't be doing things in the next steps before you go and complete the first set of steps and assessment, building a team around you. And when I say team, a team should be a layer of people who are mentors or friends who build you. Again, hear what I said. Your team should be people who build you and support you. If they're not supporting your growth or your framework of where you're trying to go, then guess what? If they're not creating a network and a web of people who are going to be your cheerleaders, your biggest number one fans, or people who, I don't want to say fans, I would say supporters. When you don't have a network like that, then you're dealing with a rock and a hard place. But if you can find friends who can advise in a tribe who's going to have your back, then you are working with good levels and layers of a starting plan. So you'll be able to effectively communicate what you need from them, what you want, and having your dream team, your spark team, your people who light the flame, and they send you to that area where you're not going to look back in anger, you look back in growth, and then you'll look back at 2020 and you'll just say, okay, bye 2020, here's 2021, trusting the process and having that team. Mentors and real, true, altruistic friends, not frenemies, people who want to see you have a downfall or manufacture the obstruction. So now you understand why I said what I said earlier. So when we think about what's going on, we think about the next step, right? We think about the action steps that are important for each of us. When you find a solution, put it into action. Put it into action so that you're starting to make those steps, whether they're baby steps, whether they are you're toddling along, just fall down, get back up. As long as you're making some type of step to where you're full grown into a solution and putting it into action, it means that you've gone to the next levels and stages of growth and development. So make use of your team from the previous step, which was communication, effectively delegating the team members in your life, whether it's your emotional cheerleaders, whether it's your social cheerleaders, whether it is your support team and your branding or whatever you're doing. And if you're not an entrepreneur, for everyday civilians, if you have a spark team of people who help you with your job, your career, your endeavors, your education, if you're not going to get an education, if you're going to get a certificate, it doesn't matter. We're all in the same different playing fields, but we're playing on the same level. We're just going to get the same route, the same way in a different manner. Okay. So part of that in human growth and development, and also in sociology and mental health, emotional health, is being able to understand we're all on the same level playing with different devils. But the thing is, you don't have to dance with the devil to get where you're at. Part of that is some people are devilish. They're not there for your mental health, emotional health, or your support. So you have to cite that in part of your assessment and then communicate effectively to your team. If you see anybody that's not meaning me any good, let me know. If you see an acquaintance of mine that was there before and is only coming now because I'm doing well, then they can leave. So you have to look at those different things and you have to move forward. So remember, every upheaval has a way out. Every upheaval and every obstacle, some factors in itself will be beyond your control. So that's another thing, a locus of control. You have to remember, you have to have a locus of control as far as what you can control. But the things that you can't control, control your emotions or your response to it. I'll tell you, it's not easy. Sucks sometimes. Because we all lose our crap sometimes. We sometimes all go off and we have a moment of we're beside ourselves and we're not our normal self. So part of that is once you find a solution, put it into action, having that effective communication and things that are still manageable within your grasp are part of the reasons why you make sure you know what your locus of control is and the narrative of what you're going to deal with in your life. So the key point is to be patient and focus on the next best thing. So part of that is sometimes letting go of people who don't, one, deserve you, who don't defend you, are people who are steady making obstacles for you. So I want you guys to understand that. And then we're going to go to the last portion of this, which is protecting your mental health at all costs. This part is the most important part of protecting yourself and building yourself in this professional growth and development theory that we're doing. There is no right or wrong here. There is no right or wrong because a lot of people who are unsettled, who don't get into the moment, who don't try to figure out if they're okay mentally, emotionally, financially, economically, environmentally, end up going round and round in circles. So what we don't want to do is to experience a personal growth, even in an upheaval, and not be able to grow from it. So part of that is protecting your mental health and then moving to a way to experience personal growth, even if your life is disheveled or it might be some things that get thrown at you and you're just like, what am I supposed to do now? So when you think about upheaval, you tend to hit survival mode pretty quickly, right? So when you think about that, your life becomes more focused on the upheaval than it is the solutions. And when you think about that, beyond that, do you have the energy to care? Do you have the energy to even go forward and move forward? Those are things why you need a support team. And you also need to learn to embrace adversity. Here's the main thing about embracing adversity. Sometimes life will get the best of you and take advantage of you, and then you will have people who will do the same. During upheaval, there's a level and layer of understanding that things are going to happen in life. How do you surfboard through it, and how you sail through it and ride the wave of that upheaval, and how you respond to the upheaval and start hanging 10, and you just start saying to yourself, oh, you know what? I'm going to surf. I'm going to hang 10. It's like, excellent. Dude. At that point, you've really gotten to the point of flexibility in your circumstances. You've gotten to a point to learn something new. An excellent time for personal growth is sometimes an adversity. So when you think about rising to the occasion and being at your best, even though it's at your worst, hear what I said. Being at your best while things are at their worst. You have to learn how to be busy and start thinking more on your toes and being able to bounce back with a strategic plan and mentally organize your mind, your mindset, your emotional health, your mental health, and your response. So part of that, in short, is the excellent time for personal growth and development. So 2021 is a year of being able to personal growth and development, emotionally and mentally, and then on top of that, even intimately with your partner. If you're married or if you're dating or if you're thinking of getting engaged and things like that, you really need to really know yourself, know who you are, know your worth, and then be out there looking at, furthermore, the act of bettering yourself gives you time to give yourself a layer of growth, professional growth, personal growth, and intimate growth, no matter who you're around. So you think about the control you have right now. What is your mental state? For everybody who's out there, tell me, what's your mental state? What's your emotional state? What is your mental health like? Are you okay? Simple as that. Are you okay mentally? Ask yourself that. Am I mentally capable of dealing with whatever's upheaving my life or changing my life? Am I okay with removing people who are obstructing my life or my growth and my development? Ask yourself those questions. And you have to be honest with yourself. You have to be genuinely honest inside, internally, with yourself. Part of that is being able to keep growing even if you feel like you're losing. And I will tell you, some of those mindsets and things come from layers and levels of things that have happened to me. There are times where I was like, I'm losing this person in my life. But then I went and thought about, like, what the heck did I lose? Nothing but a pain in my rear end, emotionally, mentally. A provoker, gaslighter, emotional, mental tormentor, a sadistic, somatic, cerebral narcissist. So what did I really lose? Just dead weight. So when we think about this, control right now is in the moment, and controlling your attitude and keeping yourself growing and ideally become a person who is mentally tough. And a lot of people say, oh, it's just tough love. Tough love, my behind, if it's abusive. And this is what I meant by kicking someone in the teeth while they're down shows who you are. What profit a man to lose his soul but gain everything? What profit a woman to gain everything and lose her soul? So when we think about all these things, idealistic, altruistic mindset is that we got to be able to build each other without breaking each other down. If you're going to break somebody down, then you best to dang well build them up. If not, leave them alone. So when we think about all these things, learn to embrace adversity, learn to look at the no doubt of people can mess up our lives, and it can royally mess up our lives, or it can totally just go, and you're just like, really? So at that point, you have to dig in and start looking for solutions, and then you just got to start mentally, mindfully managing that. So with that, you got to force yourself out of complacency, and you got to force yourself out of a moment of, I don't want to lose so-and-so. Oh, I don't want to lose their friendship. Okay, but what is their friendship doing for you? What is their sanity? What is the level of their I don't say sanity, because I wanted to say that, but I was over, like, it was a Freudian slip. It's a moment of clarity when I thought about it. Sanity. Is this person helping you with your well-being, your sanity level? Are they eroding your mental health, your sanity? Are they building your well-being? Are they making you mentally wealthy? Forget financial, but are they making you mentally wealthy? Rich with knowledge, rich with growth, rich with wanting to do something better than what you're doing right now. Ask yourself that. Those are main SWOT analysis questions you need to be asking of those people who are in your life, your spark team, or the people you call your friends, or the people you call your support team, or the people you call your tribe. Ask yourself, is anybody building me? Are you giving me mental nourishment? Are you giving me mental wealth? I didn't say wealth financially. That's a gold digger. But are you giving me goals? Ask all yourselves that while you're assessing the people that you're exiting from 2020 out of your life. Because we all start these New Year's resolutions, and sometimes we don't live up to them because after 30 days, we're like, eh, I'm tired. But don't lose the momentum after the commitment's long gone to do it. You understand? So when we're thinking about open-minded attitude, our open-minded attitude is going to help us to develop and cultivate this thought process. So when we think about even embracing adversity helps us to grow mentally, emotionally, financially, and then on top of that, economically or environmentally. And when we think about that, yeah, what else does that mean? Does that mean we're mentally adept to challenges? Are we adept to change? Are we adept to the challenges that come forth in the form of human? Or do we have spiritual poisoning people? If that's the case, then remove them. If you have a spiritually, emotionally poisonous person, then remove them. You get what I'm saying? Soul vampires or emotional vampires, mental vampires. If you got the type of people who literally are not growing you mentally, what's the point of them in your life? Ask yourself that. What is the point of you being in my life, sir, ma'am, all of y'all? If you're not doing anything to build me up mentally, emotionally, ask yourself that. Ask yourself, are you adept to the challenges that crisis demands? Are you adept to adversity or the status quo of, has this been working? Have you asked yourself, where would you be if you had made a different decision? Have you asked yourself, you wouldn't be there now if you made a different decision, right? So in that, you can't do the shoulda, coulda, woulda, the status quo that we all do. When you think about it, in the long run, what it means is you're going to be better brainstorming and starting forming, storming, and norming. And when we think about this, you think about where you hadn't done this previously. And then when we talk about doing this previously, we're going to talk about levels of, when did you ever have someone building you? When did you have a spark team? When did you have a support team? What you might be calling your support team might be people who are dragging you down, dream killers. People who do not want to see you do anything but be who you were. Aha! So think about that. When you think about, have you thought about seeing solutions that you hadn't seen previously? If some of that solution is removing people who are the problem. Ta-da! So when you go to, you become better at seeing the opportunities. So again, SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. There you go. So when you think about how you look past disaster itself, adversity itself, or upheaval itself, you begin to change your mindset and you maintain a balance, a mental toughness, a resilience. And part of being resilient is an openness to try new things, an ability when it comes through. And when you think about rolling with the punches, not like, you know, mental head punches, but rolling with the punches of life. When life is like giving you all these punches and you're just like, okay, I'm tired of taking Adrian. And you're thinking like that, that's life. So if you're thinking about the opportunity and the upheaval that you can maintain a level of openness to try new things, adaptability, resilience, and radical, what I call acceptance. When we think about that, you think about rolling with the punches, developing skills, skill sets, mindsets, and then resiliency to overcome. And that's overcoming obstructions in the form of physical, spiritual, mental, or even acquaintances. It's just that simple. And a lot of people will say, oh, I don't think I could do it. I'm not ready. Okay, when are you ever going to be ready? It's either now or never. Piss or get off the pot. Because a lot of us will get in that mindset, I'll do it later. No, I got tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised to any of us. And when we think about the opportunity, when will you get the opportunity again to clean house? When will you get the opportunity to cultivate a positivity? When will you get the opportunity to be able to possibly go through a crisis and have positive outcomes from upheaval or obstruction to your emotional health, your mental health, or your layers of growth? Ask yourself, can you discover the ability to have a positive and keep an upbeat attitude and positivity while mentally removing poisonous, nasty people? Look at what I'm doing. I don't care how much money you have in the world if you're a poisonous person. I don't care how many resources you have in the world if you're a mentally cruel person, if you're emotionally cruel, if you are economic cruel, mentally disgusting person. There is no growth pattern in that. Because all I know is that a lot of people get to a point where they look at people's finances, and that's what sets the tone of them liking them. Finances have nothing to do with me liking you. It's about the content of your character and how you are as a person, not the color of your skin, none of that. It's literally, do you grow me mentally? Are you economically and literally in a mental level, are you also resiliently building that layer in me? If you're not doing any of that, then guess what? You're not worth a damn to me. And I don't care if you got $1 billion versus $1,000 or $100,000 or $100 million. Because at the end of the day, you're going to look at it and you're going to look back in hindsight. Are you going to look back at being proud of yourself? Or are you going to be looking back like, I just took anything and everything just to go along and get along, to be with people who don't mean me any good? So at that point in time, that's where you assess your tribe. And when you have people who are fatally obsessed with you, or fatal attraction towards you, or fatal levels of creating obstruction to you, then guess what? Remove them. Ask for divine intervention. Ask for your ascended masters. Ask for your elders to help you do that. Because sometimes it's out of your control. I've already asked for my elders, my ascended masters, those that have taught me, protect me from thine enemies, foreign and domestic. So when we think about this, I've already asked for that, and as ye shall written. So we think about all those different things. We think about developing more empathy, and we don't need sympathy, but empathy. An empath is someone who's able to feel, emotionally intelligent, and is capable of being able to look at tough times, learn something new, and not be hardened by life, but literally find a growth point in it. So when we think about this, by leveraging a level of empathy, and leveraging a level of gaining compassion for others, you become less of a cruel or cruelty inclined person. And if you are cruel to someone while you have the money, what are you going to be like when you have no money? Because just as soon as you got it, you can lose it. And a fool and his money is soon parted. And a very arrogant fool or a narcissistic fool will be soon parting your money as well. So when we think about levels of the testament, layers of the Illuminatium, and I learned this from this, and I learned this from the Bible, and then also from works in the Torah, and also in the Quran, is you cannot abuse your position in life. If you have the opportunity to grow someone who cannot repay you, then that means you have epically lived. If you can do something for anyone mentally, emotionally, or economically change their life, you have absolutely lived. If you can do something for someone who cannot repay you. And follow me here with this. You're developing empathy and compassion towards others around you. It doesn't mean you have to be Mother Teresa or the Pope. It just means, or the Dalai Lama. It just means that you have a layer of understanding empathy for others, and you don't kick people while they're down. Because surely, if you laugh at somebody, laugh now, cry later. You will surely be crying before them. And then there's the thing in the Bible that says sometimes your enemies will be kneeling in front of you, or your enemies become your footstool. So in 2021, this is a year of what we call retribution, or what we call humbling. And there is a year of what we call full circle, getting the levels of karma and fate that is owed to you. If you put out nothing but bad karma in 2020, and if you put out nothing but bad vibes or poison to other people or did things emotionally, mentally to other people, your karma is coming. Expect it. Don't sit there and cry, why me? Remember, why not me? Think about the layers and depths. Have you ever hurt somebody? Have you ever destroyed somebody? Have you ever mentally, cruelly, viciously hurt someone or sadistically got off on doing that? Remember, for everything you do, there's a twin flame to all of that times 10. So when we think about developing our empathy, this is a lot. Because some people don't have it naturally. Some people have to be taught it. So when we think about these, think of the stronger version of yourself developing even now. So also just like in the Illuminati, in the Testament, and things like that, just like even in the Bible, King James Version and the New and Old Testament, it says about the same thing. Remember the better version of yourself. If you cannot be a better version of yourself, then step away from it. If you cannot economically, mentally, or emotionally grow someone, then step away from that person. Because if you're an obstruction to someone's growth, mentally, emotionally, financially, or economically, then step aside. If you cannot help your fellow brethren or sistering, then don't be around them. Don't get off on watching them struggle while you're doing nothing to help them. So with that being said, we can come out of crisis or upheaval or life changes more robust if we're mentally resilient, we have a spark team, and we have a level of support, social support, economic support, environmental support, financial support, and a layer of abundance, unity, and advancement for everybody. And remember, there's a piece of pie for everybody. Because one thing about a lot of people in this lifetime is they have a tendency or a central tendency to think that they're above someone. Just because you have $1 million, $1 billion, or $1 trillion does not make you better than the person who has $1, $2, $200, $2,000, $5,000, or $10,000. It makes no difference. Only thing is there's a price tag there, and there is a net worth there that does not determine your real true worth. Because like I said, money doesn't grow on trees, but money doesn't make you. And if money is controlling how you treat people, then maybe you shouldn't have it. If it's controlling how you use your power or your position of power, then maybe you shouldn't have it. Because at the end of the day, anybody that is everybody that is a well-learned and a scholar and a student of life knows that money can be replaced. Your integrity, your character, your person who you are and who you present and who you are to other people and the lives that you touch sets the difference between you living a long, wealth of life in your mind and emotionally to others, built others, and that's a richness that you can't touch with financials. Okay? So let's have a goal digging, goal digging. Our goal should be to be program development, training ourselves to be mentally resilient, being able to go to the I am abundance mindset, being able to change and heal from 2020, and all of us should be unified in doing that. And if you can't help yourself, your brethren or your sister out there, then you know what? Maybe you need to sit down for a second and learn some more. So when we think about those different things, being a stronger version of yourself and developing that takes time. It doesn't mean that we're perfect. My presentation wasn't perfect, but you still got the message. Focus on the message, not how perfect I have to be or you want me to be. Because nobody has to be on a pedestal. Remember that we all have a different level that we're working at. So having empathy for every person where they're at and understanding how to build them up from where they're at, they got to crawl before they walk. And once a man, twice a baby. Once a woman, twice a baby. So think about that. You got to crawl before you walk. So a lot of us are on an epic journey and a recovery. That means that we all have to recover mentally, emotionally, and economically and have a wealth of knowledge outside of just financial, monetary net worth. Net worth means nothing if you're empty soul. Think about that. So I'm going to open up the phone lines for you guys to call in, and I'll give you guys the number, and that is 515-602-9765. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or things like that, you can go definitely do that. And then on top of that, the chat line is open. You're welcome to tweet me. You're welcome to do that on Periscope. You're welcome to do that on Facebook. And you're welcome to send me some comments, any concerns, questions, go to talkradio.com. You can also book your appointments at imccoaching.com, dondivacoaching.com, teamworld.online, or imcc.com. And definitely call the numbers 833-IMCC or 833-4 my appointment for Dawn Diva Coaching, or 833-BOOK-ME-TOO, and that's for children, adolescents, young adults, and that's Team Nova Online, 833-BOOK-ME-TOO, and 833-4 my appointment, and 833-IMCC for IMCC Coaching and IMCC.com. So, as your life coach, your wellness coach, your divorce coach, I want to welcome you guys to definitely chat with me, talk with me. And okay, 9045, hey, definitely follow me some more, and shouts out to you. I wanted to make sure that I shout out anybody that's on my Twitter, on my Facebook, and things like that. I want you guys to understand that I want to engage with my viewers and audience and things like that. And I thank anybody and everybody who did attend the lives. And of course, it's late at night. And again, the number is 515-602-9765. I'm taking some callers. You're more than welcome to, but if you're going to play on the phone, I'll hang up in your face. It's just simple. So when we think about all these different things, what did you guys gather from all of this? What did you gather from levels of mental health and building from there, personal growth? And then on top of that, protecting your mental. And then on top of that, I want to ask you guys different things personally. And we're going to go with an affirmation to close out this session. I thought this would be good. Is that trusting your intuition. Your intuition never lies to you about someone, okay? So when we think about our intuition, what is it saying to us? What is it saying to others? What is your intuition saying about the people that you're around? When we ask ourselves, do I trust myself? You should always trust your gut instinct. When we think about, I trust my intuition to guide me. And this is a good one. I trust my intuition to guide me. I have the ultimate source of guidance, and I have inspiration available to me at all times. I have intuition in my subconscious mind, and I'm trying to communicate with me. I may experience a little voice. I may experience emotions and feelings in my body. It's my job to listen to my intuition so I can make smart choices and smart decisions. My intuition is very wise. It has the same experiences that I do. They're one and the same. I know it's me completely. It's always trying to help me, to protect me. When we think about this, you see what I'm talking about? Protecting your mental health, emotional health, your chakra, your vibes, your intuition. When we think about this, I'm fortunate to have such a knowledgeable, loving advisor, my intuition, my gut instinct. When I fail to absolutely listen to my intuition, I have a downfall. I am likely to face a bigger challenge or upheaval in my life than the first ones that appeared if I don't follow my intuition. However, I avoid following my intuition blindly. Sometimes it can be overprotective and limit me. So we have to remember when our intuition is setting up our radar to be overprotective. If we're traumatized, you get only will bet your intuition will have you going beep, 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 ding, 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 warning, red alert. So we eventually have to come down from that warning, red alert, red flags. And we have to start going to look at our intuition from our gut. And then on top of that, from our mental level of, is our gut in alignment with our heart? Is our heart in alignment with our gut? And is our heart, gut in alignment with our mind, our logic? So the voice of intuition is easily muffled by anything that distracts my attention or doesn't build or grow me. So I spend quite a few moments alone each day to foster a better communication. So now you understand why I was talking about communication. Part of this is a connection with my intuition is improving each day as I learn to trust myself, love myself, and build myself to a better version of myself. That's also in the Illuminati and also in the Bible, also in the Torah, also in the Quran, Kabbalah, and other works, bodies works written. So I want you guys to understand how normal a lot of bodies works are, okay? So today I'm open to receiving all messages from my intuition, my gut, my heart, my mind, my chakra, my logic, my inner light bulb. I allow my intuition to illuminate me, to guide me, to lead me. Today, I open in my receiving of messages from my intuition. My intuition provides a greater advice most of the time, so I trust it to guide me, and I trust myself. So let me ask you some self-reflective questions before I close the lines down. When should I listen to my intuition but did not Ask yourself, when did I ever not listen to my intuition about someone? When did I not ever listen to my intuition about something I end up losing because of that? Don't beat yourself up for that, but learn a lesson from it. Don't repeat the same mistake. What could happen if I let my intuition make all of my decisions? It depends on the person. If you trust yourself, you can bet your bottom dollar your gut is normally right. It's not going to lead you wrong. Unless you're kind of like over looking into it and you're just like, maybe it's something that's traumatized you and triggered you to be overly intuitive. So part of that is being able to balance all of that. Why do I resist my intuition? Because sometimes our intuition goes against our physical, our flesh. Simply, a lot of times, something that might make us feel good might be poisonous for us. Hear what I said. Something that might make us feel good might be poisonous to us mentally, physically, financially, emotionally, intimately. Just because it feels good doesn't mean it's good, because the devil used to be an angel, right? So think about this. Can somebody present as a devil, but being well-meaning, supposed to be friend, but they're planning on your downfall? So think about that the next time when you guys think about not listening to your intuition. So with that being said, I hope you guys like the live. I hope you guys enjoy many more of lives with me. I pray to God that I continue to gain a following of people. I pray to God that I have much support. And all of you who've been liking and sharing the Dawn Diva coaching page, those of you who have been liking and sharing the IMCC page, and those of you who have been liking and sharing the teamworld.online page, thank you so much for all of it. And for all of you who have been a support system while I was going through ups and downs, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Most of you guys don't know my story, but a lot of you guys won't have to know it. But I want you guys to understand this is a success story and a journey here of recovery. A lot of it is from a lot of things that happened over a decade. But I want you guys to understand that I'm not trying to wallow in self-pity. I have picked myself up by the bootstraps. I've had some people who've come along who really have balanced me out, kept me where I need to be at. And then there are some people I absolutely would like them to exit my life, stay too left, and just never come back. Because there are some people who just don't mean any good. So with that, I've been able to SWOT analysis those people in my life. So 2021, I'm not playing. You got to go. If you're not building me, if you're trying to break me, or you're set forth there to be an obstructor, dream killer, or a layer of a insidious level ambient abusive, you need to leave my life. You're not welcome. Because you can't trust everybody that looks good. You can't trust everybody that sounds good. And you dang sure can't trust everybody that's got all the ends and the means to change your life. Because sometimes it might be a setup. So in those situations, I want you guys to understand how imperative and how important it is to trust your intuition. Trust yourself and begin to personally develop, emotionally develop, professionally develop, and be who you're supposed to be and be what you're born and bred to do. And then on top of that, make sure that you have breakthroughs this year and make sure you break away from people who are just not meaning you no good, or if they're not building you up. If they're doing nothing but insidiously breaking you down, then remove them. I've told you how I'm doing. I'm good. So with that being said, have a good night, everybody. So I'm going to go ahead and end this live. And I want to make sure that you guys understand it's important to call 833-IMCC. Or 833 for my appointment for Dawn Diva Coaching, 833 book me too, and book me on the website, https://imcccoaching.com, and then on top of that, https://dawndivacoaching.com, and then https://teamworld.online, and then https://imcc.com. You guys definitely have a good night.